Morning, everyone. We now will call this meeting of the Rules Committee hearing to order. Note that a quorum is present, and we will begin with approving the minutes from Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Representative Mueller, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you so much. Any discussion to the minutes from January 17th, 2023? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. Our first order of business is the calendar for the day for January 23rd, 2023. We will be calendaring two bills, Senate File 40, which is the companion for the, is House File 27. That is Representative Listelgaard's bill in the House, and this deals with unemployment insurance for unemployed minors. And then the second is House File 26, Representative Cagle, which deals with matching state dollars for the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. So I will move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. And that would designate January 23rd, 2023 for the adoption of the calendar for the day and would establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a procedural question. I wasn't on this. I've been on rules the whole time except for last biennium, so I don't know if things changed. But typically we've had authors sort of at the ready, just in case we had a little question. Sometimes they're here, sometimes they're not. But I've just noticed that none of the authors have ever been here for the bills that we've calendared. Is that something we're doing that's different? I'm just curious as to why they're not at the ready, just in case we had a question.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill. That hasn't been the, my experience from my time on the Rules Committee that the authors are available, at least not as of last session. I think since we've typically been handling the calendar and not the substance of the bills, we've typically just focused on the timing moving towards the floor. Do you have a follow-up, Representative O'Neill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let's just say since we are now doing a lot more bills, that seems to be the move that we're having, and incredibly controversial bills, they're not bipartisan bills. My ask is that particularly of those that are partisan bills, these are not today, but we certainly have many that are coming, that you would ask the authors if they would just sit in the audience and we may ask a quick question. Again, so much has changed. We haven't had the trifecta, as it's been called so many times, since I was a freshman. And I remember very, very well what it was like then. And so I'm just kind of reverting back to when I was on rules back then. And I think it would be a great respect to the minority if we had the authors at the ready, particularly, it doesn't have to be every bill, but bills that we know have only partisan authors, bills we know that have had multiple, because by now, by the time they get to us, they've been through multiple committees and they've had multiple attempts at amendment, which mostly are rejected, the minority amendments are. And so we're kind of in a different era than when you were last biennium when you were here. It's very, very different. And I'm just trying to bring a little historical look at this. And my ask would be to further respect the minority and to allow us to even ask a simple, quick question. Obviously, we're not going to take a great deal of time in rules, but if you look back to what we did in 13 or what was done in 13, it was a little different then. So that's my ask, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Well, thank you all. Certainly taken under consideration. I'll try to see what the precedent was for previous rules and can talk further about it. Any other discussion to the calendar for the day? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the calendar for the day, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. And our next order of business will be committee budgets. If we could have Barb Jewett come down, please. Please state your name for the record and proceed.
Mr. Chair, members, my name is Barb Julik, and I'm the controller for the House of Representatives. Before you should have two documents. One is the 2023 R11, which is the resolution on committee and minority caucus budgets, plus a backup document that's entitled House Committee and Minority Caucus Budgets 2023-24. Every year, the Rules Committee adopts budgets for the committees and the Minority Caucus. This is something that is done every year. The proposed amounts are based on amounts over the last few years, which allocates $4,500 for most of the committees, with some exceptions to that. The biggest exception is the Bonding or Capital Investment Committee. They do a number of tours over the summer and therefore have a large budget. This proposal increases their budget from $40,000 to $45,000, primarily due to increased busing and lodging costs. Other changes from the past include the tax committee and coming more in line with the other major committees, Ways and Means, at a $12,000 amount, and correcting an error from 2 years ago on transportation and bringing that back to $12,000. This also, in the past 4 years, we've had a new GOP minority budget that obviously has been dropped. And those are the major changes from 2 years ago.
Questions on the proposed committee budgets? Leader Damon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as you mentioned that, Ms. Julek, the $4,000 that was dropped for the GOP members, where was that absorbed into?
Ms. Julek.
Madam Chair, or Mr. Chair, Representative Damon, it was absorbed into the other increases. So like I said, the capital budget increased by $5,000, transportation increased, and there aren't as many committees as there were 2 years ago either. So there's some ups and downs balancing each other out to basically a flat proposal from 2 years ago.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chair, if I could just make a note, we received this proposal about 12 hours ago last night. And so, you know, if we're going to be prepared for Rules Committee and to be able to look over the information, I do see in the documents that were included that it has a date of the 17th of January. You know, maybe it was available a day early. We did receive it within the committee work, though, and so that is of great concern that you are able to give us the information as soon as possible. I would like to offer an oral amendment that we would increase the minority caucus budget in the line item of $50,000 to that $54,000. There are the same number of GOP members in the House this year as there were other years, and so I would like to offer that amendment.
Would you be, Leader Dan, proposing to take that from a different fund, or are you proposing just to add it in addition?
I am, wherever it was absorbed into, and as we heard that it was probably in capital investment or in other areas, I would say wherever those increases happened, it would be simple enough to pull it from there, but just to restore the GOP budget to the $54,000, as was the last 2 years.
So my question is then for our controller, just wanted to make sure we're not getting our budget out of whack or into any concern. If we added $4,000 to the minority caucus, would that cause you any concern for the overall budget picture?
Mr. Chair members, no, it would not.
Okay. So the proposal is $4,000 for the minority caucus to bring it to $54,000. Any further discussion to that proposal? Representative Wolgamott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just want to clarify and make sure that we know exactly what we're voting on and how this is going to work. So where does this new $4,000 come from?
Ms. Julek.
Mr. Chair and members, when committee budgets are set, it's a very small subset of the overall House budget. Please keep in mind these are two-year figures, so calendar year 23-24. It encompasses 6 months of the current fiscal year and then 18 months of the next biennium. Most of the spending will be done in the next biennium. And most of this won't be spent, just to be frank. committees are given a budget in case they have a tour of a facility that maybe they need mileage or bus or extra per diem during interim. They may have interim hearings, or they may not. And quite frankly, I assume much of this doesn't go spent. So having an adjustment here, it balances out. Some committees spend, some don't. I will guarantee you the bonding committee will spend.
Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is my first time on rules, so I don't know what the normal practice is, but I would like to request that in the future these budgets show the previous biennium allotment so that we can see where the money came from and what increased, what decreased. I ask this in all of my committees because it hasn't seeming been a practice, but it is sort of standard accounting in the private sector world that we can see a year-over-year change. So I would like to request that. And I'd also have a question for Ms. Julek, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Ms. Julek, I wondered, so of the money that was allocated to committee budgets last year, how much was left over, and to what account is that returned?
Ms. Julek.
Mr. Chair, Representative, of the two years ago, $202,500 was allocated for committees, not including minority. Of that, $72,000 was spent, which is pretty in line with my budget assumption. So it doesn't return to anything, really. It's part of an overall House budget, which every committee gets an allocation, a very small allocation, of which some spend and some don't. And for my purposes of my budget, I have an assumption of about 50%. So it aligned pretty well.
Representative Robbins.
So I guess I would like to see something on that on a spreadsheet or something, because it must go somewhere. So I'd like to understand the accounts of, does it go back into just a general House budget account, or does it go into like the general committee allocation account? Does it carry over from biennium to biennium?
Mr. Chair, Representative, it goes back to the general House budget, and it may account for overspending in other areas, or it may just carry forward as general underspending of the House. After the two-year biennium in the House, any funds that aren't spent get rolled into a carry forward account, which is then available for one-time spending for things.
Further questions on the Leader Damon Amendment? Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm always happy to help out in trimming budgets. I would ask if you're looking for a place to find it. I noticed that the rules budget, I believe, is $15,000. And having served on rules many, many times, I'm not exactly sure what rules would do with $15,000. So if we're looking for a home for the additional increase that Leader Damon has asked for, I would say that maybe our committee here should fall on the sword.
I had simply asked a clarifying question as to the amendment, but it sounds like from Barb Julek's comments that we don't need to have an offset and that we are generally underspent. Further questions to Leader Damon's motion? Okay, well, seeing none, we'll take a vote. I will be voting in favor. All those in favor of increasing the $50,000 minority caucus to $54,000, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? A motion is adopted. Further discussion to the committee budget?
As amended.
Okay, seeing none, then I will move adoption of the House Committee and Minority Caucus budgets as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The budgets are approved. That is our business for today, members, and so we are adjourned.